Continuing on our learning of B'tshuvot of Rav Avadi Yosef, we're in Shailot B'tshuvot Chavedas, Chelek Gimel, Siman Nun Vav. This tshuva is about meat for Sfaradim and the requirement for Sfaradim to eat meat that is called Shchitat Beit Yosef. This tshuva is divided into two parts. First, he proves that what Shchitat Beit Yosef is and why you have to do it. Then there's a historical tradition of what happened in history. And then there's a Torah Shebe'al Peh about what happened in this country, and particularly in the United States, and how that relates to this tshuva. So the first is, so what does that mean? What is Shchitat Beit Yosef? So there's something called Basar Chalak. Chalak means that the lungs, the reyot, don't have any sirchot. One sircha, many sirchot. A sircha is an adhesion that's stuck to the outside of the lungs. So what's the problem with an adhesion stuck to the lungs? So this is a machloket between Rashi and Tosafot. Everyone agrees it's a problem. Rashi says that this adhesion is covering up a hole that was in the outer covering of the lung. Meaning, there was a hole there, and this is covering it up, and if there's a hole in the outer covering of the lung, so that is called a trefa, and it's not allowed. Tosafot disagrees. They said it doesn't mean that there is a hole there, but it means the hole is about to develop, and therefore it's also considered to be a trefa, and therefore not allowed to eat an animal, whose lungs have a sircha. Now, there's no way to know when you do the shchita whether the lungs have a sircha or not. It's only after the shchita that they can do a bidika, that they check the animal to see the lungs. So although it's called shchita Beit Yosef, it's not really. There's no difference between the shchita of the Beit Yosef and not. We're talking about the bidika thereafter. So far, everyone agrees. Not allowed to eat an animal that has a hole in the lung. Now, not allowed to eat an animal that has a sircha. That's a clear gemara. Now, the Rashba says that there used to be a custom that, well, when there was a sircha, so they would do something called mishmush. They would squeeze it. They would smush it. And if it disappeared, if it went away, then they would say that that is not considered to be a sircha, and that's acceptable. And the Rashba says that's terrible. It's wrong. There's no source for doing such a thing. If it's a sircha, it's not allowed. You can't just squeeze it and make it go away. And he says, and how big does it have to be to squeeze? You're making stuff up as you go along. He says, you're just choosing. You can't squeeze something away. If it's there, it's there, and it's a problem. The Rashbat quotes this Rashbat, and he says, Kolo seken kilu machil trefot l'Yisrael. If you do this, it's as if the animal is a trefa, and you're just fooling people, and it's wrong. And the Shulchan Aruch says, that's true. Doesn't matter how big a sircha is, how thick. Doesn't matter. If it's just a hair, it's very thick, it's all considered to be a sircha, is not allowed according to the Shulchan Aruch, who's known as the Beit Yosef. The lung has to be free, clean, complete from any possible sircha whatsoever. That's why it's called Shchitat Beit Yosef. It's called chalak. Chalak means it's smooth, and the lung has no sirchot in it whatsoever. Now the Ramah, quoting for the Ashkenazim, Rav Moshe Israeli, says, yeah, well, yesh mikilim, there are those who are lenient to do this mishmush that the Rashba talked about, to squeeze the sirchot, and even though he's not so happy about it, he does afal pi shekula gedolahi, it's a big leniency. Kvar nahagu b'mitkein b'medinot Ashkenaz and the Ashkenazi communities, they did this vein limchot b'yadam, and therefore it should be allowed. This was a very foundational stock for Ashkenazi communities to allow an animal that had some sirchot that they were allowed able to do mishmush. Now, not all Ashkenazi poskim agreed with it. The Gaon Mivilna disagreed, and Shuvah Me'avach Hotzon Od Yehuda disagreed, and the Shla disagreed, and they said, no, it's terrible, we should go back to the standard set by the Shulchan Aruch, certainly in Eretz Yisrael, where the Shulchan Aruch was the posekador, when he was the posek in Eretz Yisrael, certainly it would be a terrible thing to not follow his psak. So even among the Ashkenazim, this was not a well-accepted psak. Now then they developed an even greater leniency. The Taz quotes this, that not only would they smush it, they would scrape it off first, and then check that it's not there, and that is very terrible, and all the Ashkenazi poskim get very upset about this. So much so there's a whole debate in Eretz Yisrael in the 1500s and 1600s. The Avkat Rochel, which is the Tshuvat of the Beit Yosef himself, he says, you know, when anyone comes to Eretz Yisrael, they have to follow the Psak in Eretz Yisrael. So at his time, the Rav Yosef Karo, he's writing the Shulchan Aruch, from about the early 1500s, the Psak in Eretz Yisrael was according to the Rambam. They were only Sfaradi Kehilot in Eretz Yisrael. Everybody followed the Rambam. Eventually, everybody followed the Shulchan Aruch, but this is Rabbi Yosef Karo himself, the author of the Shulchan Aruch, speaking, and he says, right now, everybody follows the Rambam, and everyone who comes to Eretz Yisrael must follow the Rambam. You don't have an option. He's the Mara De'atra of Eretz Yisrael. He's been dead a number of years, but he's the Posek of Eretz Yisrael, and everyone who comes must follow the Rambam, even if Ashkenazi Kehilot will come en masse. They'll come completely, the whole group, Everyone must follow the Rambam. And the Poskim write that after the Shulchan Aruch became accepted, the Eretz Yisrael became Atrei D'Maran Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch became the Posek of Eretz Yisrael. Remember, there were only Sfaradi Kehilot in Eretz Yisrael until the Talmidei HaGra started coming a little bit later. And so they were, he says, in the Poskim write, everyone needs to follow Pesach of Shulchan Aruch, and indeed many, when they came to Eretz Yisrael, certainly when they came to this, the Shechita, they followed the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch and only ate Basar Chalak with no Sirchot at all. There's a whole debate in Yerushalayim about the different Shechitot that existed historically, and many Ashkenazi Poskim who agreed and disagreed. Fine. It seems very clear that Sfaradim should eat the Basar that follows the Pesach of the Beit Yosef, which is completely Chalak. That's called Basar Beit Yosef. Now, when you go to the supermarket, so this part, it doesn't say in the Tshuva, but this part, you have to, this is a historical in our country, in the United States, that when you go to the kosher butcher, so there's, some places there's meat that says kosher, that's not glatt kosher. Then there's something like meat that says glatt kasher, and then there's often, but not always, Shechitat Beit Yosef. Sfaradim must eat the Shechitat Beit Yosef. So what is glatt meat? Now, the word glatt is a Yiddish word that actually means smooth. It actually means chalak. And so originally when Rav Avadya wrote this tshuva, he said, yeah, you have to eat shechitat beit yosef, otherwise known as chalak, or glatt, because glatt is just a Yiddish word that means chalak. And while that's true, that glatt is a Yiddish word that means chalak, that means smooth, when meat is labeled glatt in this country, in the United States, it does not mean that the lungs are free of any sirchot. Glatt meat in the United States does not meet the criteria of the Beit Yosef. The Beit Yosef says the lung cannot have any sirchot. Glatt meat indeed may have some sirchot that the Beit Yosef would say are not acceptable. Now the Ashkenazim, almost across the world, do not accept this Psak of the Ramah. They don't go so far as the Psak of the Ramah to do mishmush. They're not squeezing the sirchot anymore. That does not happen. They're generally following a higher standard set by the Sefer Beit David. But nonetheless, they're allowing things that the Beit Yosef himself would not have allowed. So why in the world do they call it glatt kasher? Call it something else. Glatt is misleading. Glatt means the word. In Yiddish language, means smooth. Why would they call it smooth if it's not chalak? It's not actually smooth. So the reason is that it's smoother than it used to be. That many years ago, there was a much, much more lenient standard, particularly in this country, in the 20s and in the early 30s. There were unions, it was a big challenge, that they were selling meat that was really problematic. And so they established a shechita called glatt kasher, which was much better. It's a tremendous improvement on that which used to be, but it does not meet the criteria of the Maran Beit Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch. It doesn't. It's better. It's much better than the meat, than the standard by the Rama, who said to start being mishmush miuchen, mishmush on the sirchot, smushing them. It's much better than the standard that existed in the United States in the 20s and the teens, in the early part of the 20th century. However, it is nowhere near, it's not the standard of the Beit Yosef. And therefore, Rav Avadya writes, it's incumbent on Sfaradim to eat that which is labeled as shechitat Beit Yosef, means that they check the lungs. The lungs are free from any sirchot. In the United States, that means not even glatt kasher meat. Now, this only applies to beef. It's important to realize this only applies to cows. You can't check the lungs of a chicken. It's not practical. And when it comes to veal, for example, all of them happen to be Beit Yosef, and so that's not an issue. There's only an issue with larger animals. We can actually check the lungs. There is no such thing as Beit Yosef chicken. You can't check the lungs of a chicken. It's just not as practical. There are ways to check it, not getting into the details of that. Rav Yosef says, Sfaradim must follow the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, eat that which is called Shechitat Beit Yosef, which means the lungs have no sirchot whatsoever. It's chalak. And although the term glatt means smooth, which translates to the word chalak, in this country, in the United States, glatt kasher does not mean that the lung has no sirchot. It means it's a far greater improvement than that which used to be, but it does not yet meet the standard of the Sfaradim. It's appropriate for Ashkenazim. However, for Sfaradim, in this country at least, that the word glatt meat, glatt kasher beef, does not meet the standard. Sfaradim need to be particular to eat only shechitat Beit Yosef. In Eretz Yisrael and other places in the world, it's very different. In the United States, that's the situation. Have a wonderful evening.